Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, beginning a brand new Siman Tuf Ayin Gimel, which deals with the first of the four cups at the Seder and the Seder of the Pesach until the second cup. Very fascinating din. We begin with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Mosgin lo kos rishon, you fill up the first cup of wine, you dilute it. That's why they use this lotion of mosgin. They would normally dilute their wines. Our wines, again, don't need to be diluted. Umekadish alav, and they would make the kiddush on the first cup of wine. And umavaro shechianu, included in this kiddush is the brach of shechianu, which we'll learn a little bit more about in a moment. Mishneh Berurah begins in Siv Karton Aleph. He says, kodem shiyakadish, yechavin shirotzu lekayim mitzvos kiddush. Before you actually make the bracha, you should have in mind that here I'm about to go and be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush, and vegan mitzvahs arba kosos, the first of the four cups. Shekos shel kiddush hu echem arba kosos, because this first cup suffices for two mitzvahs, for the mitzvah of kiddush, as well as being the first of the dalet kosos. V'yesh no'ogim lomar, and therefore some people have the custom, and you find this in almost all the haggadahs, that you have a Hareini muchan lekadesh lekayim mitzvahs arba kosos. A person before he makes the bracha should say this hineni muchan hareini muchan to be mekayim. I'm intending to now fulfill the mitzvah of the arba kosos, specifically with kiddush and the first kos right now. But you have to be careful. The Mishnah says rak shetzrichen lizor shlo yomu ze alacha kiddush. Some people mistakenly they say it after they make the bar priya gofen, after they make the bracha, then they say this. Now you have to do this before, and otherwise it's a hefsek. Chari berach ala kos bar priya gofen, so you're not allowed to go and say anything after you make the bar priya gofen. Eladafka kodim kiddush, before you say it, you can say it in English, you can say it in the nusach that's in the Haggadah. You say, I'm about to fulfill, and everybody who's listening and is going to be yotzi with my bracha should know that we're about to fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, and that is also the first of the dalet kosos. Furthermore, for kodim Haggadah, before you begin doing the magid, yechavein o yomar lo tzeisidei mitzvahs sipur yitzias mitzrayim. For example, chayodim, the same thing. And you find this again in many Haggadahs where there's a hareini muchan or hinin muchan mezuman that I'm about to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa of sipur yitzias mitzrayim. And this is the ideal way that a person should proceed, because we always want to have the mitzvah with kavana, even though there are opinions who say that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, we certainly want to do in the optimal way, which is to have kavana that you're doing the mitzvah. Now there are many, many Dirshu footnotes over here. We'll try to run through some of them. So Shulchan Aruch Rav and Dirshu footnote number one brings down that the Baal HaBayis is Makadish and is motzi everybody else in the house. And this is the min of Yitzchak Zev Salavechik, Satzal, and as well the Stipler Gon. On the other hand, there are those that have the minug, and this is brought down to the Vayagid Moshe, should call Echad Omer as a Kiddush for Fnei, that every individual makes their own Kiddush for themselves. And even though on Friday night, normally the Baal HaBayis is Motzi everybody else, but here, since everybody has a kos in front of them, because here the mitzvah is drinking, not just hearing the Kiddush, so therefore, some have the minhag that everybody makes their own bracha on their own kos. He then brings down, it's also preferable, oh baby, you could be Yotzi B'Dievet, if everybody doesn't say the Kiddush together and try to be Motzi other people, but you should have one person say the kiddush and be motzi his family, then another person say the kiddush and be motzi their families. But if they all were to say it together, since it's such a chaviv mitzvah, so we could say this, the mitzvah is so dear to us that you could possibly listen. We have the same thing by Megillah, that we could say trei koli mishtamoi, the two voices could be heard, and you can specifically listen to the one that you want to be yotzi with and not be distracted, even though normally trei koli are not mishtamoi, they could distract you. He then brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that all the people that are being Yotze with the Kiddush should lift up their cup ideally as well. And that's really the din of Shomei HaKohanim, that this is their kosher bracha. This is the opinion of Rav Yashiv as well, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. And Rav Shlomo Zalman adds over here, and he says, Af im ein ha-mesubim magibin es ha-kos, even if they don't lift up their cup, Roi Shabbal HaBayis Yodiyah kein le-mesubim, he should tell them, go lift up your cup. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says it's not necessary to do so, and it's perfectly okay if they only have the person making Kiddush lifting up the cup. The issue footnote number two points out that even mitzvahs the Rabbanan ideally should have kavana, and that's why we say the hinini muchan and mezumans over here to make sure everybody understands what they're about to be yotzei. If you didn't have kavana, so then we can say the circumstances, clearly you're eating matzah at the Seder, so even though you didn't say, I'm eating matzah to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah, it's clear that you're doing so, and you can fulfill your obligation even without direct specific statement of kavana. However, if your actions aren't muchach, so then maybe you might not be yotzei, and you should repeat the mitzvah. Let's say it wasn't clear that you were doing the mitzvah. It could be misunderstood that you were just doing the action that you did, not l'shem ha-mitzvah. So then you should repeat the action, but you don't repeat the bracha, but you repeat the action. The issue footnote number 3 then brings down 3 reasons why we don't make a bracha on Magid. We don't make a special bracha on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Number 1, the Meiri says that you already were yotzei this with the bracha of Gai Yisrael that you said in Maariv. The Aruch HaTzchaim brings down Shari Mitzuzu and Shir. The yotzei bo gam ayidi diberechot. Since there's no Shir over here, it doesn't require any bracha, ain to una bracha. And finally, the Shelos Truvos Rivos Ephraim brings down Zatzal in the name of Rav Kahneman, Zatzal the Ponovich Rav. He says, Kol kiyum mitzvah sipri tzitz mitzrayim nechshav ki kiyum mitzvah Talmud Torah. This is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore you yotze with your bracha on Talmud Torah that you said that morning. Why don't we make a bracha shos in isan lavoseinu? So the Torah brings down, because we are really going to say something like that in the Haggadah. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains, he says, when we say the bracha, asher go'alanu, that's the bracha essentially of Sha'asu Nisan. He brings out another explanation, the name of the Mariel, that he says, it's a mitzvah haksuva batorah. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, chazal lo tiknu bracha al mitzvah elo kishaha bracha hi levarich lekodshu brichu shetzivanu b'mitzvah. And here, in this situation, lo tiknu levarich kishabinusach ha-bracha atzma nitan lekayim esikar mitzvah. Here, the actual speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim would fulfill the mitzvah. Therefore, there is no bracha that would be said in this situation. Actually, all the Mishnah Berurahs that we've had till now were really an introduction over here. Now we go to Sif Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says, you make the bracha of Shechiyonu. And you do this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kodem HaShasiyah, before you drink, you make the Shechiyonu. The Mishnah Berurah continues and says, Im lo berach kodem HaShasiyah, if you forgot to make the bracha before you drank, so then, Mavarach HaKach, Emos HaShiyizkar, B'yom Rishon, V'afilu Bem Sashuk. Then you can make this bracha anytime afterwards, during the first day, for the first day, because the second day is going to have its own Shechiyonu, Chutz La'aretz and Yom Tosheni Shogolios. So you can make it any time, even if you're in the marketplace, because the Hazman Aregel Koy, because the Shechiyonu goes on the Regel, and the Regel is all day. And therefore, it doesn't have to be Alakos, it should be Alakos L'chachila, but if you didn't do it Alakos, you can do it any place. He says, if you didn't remember the first day, V'nimus Kabalel Sheni L'achar Shekidei Shayom, on the second day in Chutz Laretz, so what should you do then? So Yiftaratzel B'Shechiyonu Shivarach Alakos Li'achar HaKiddush. So then, if it's already the second day, you'll fulfill the Shechiyonu with the Shechiyonu that you're going to make on the Kiddush on the second night. V'imshochel V'varach Shechiyonu B'Kiddush Losheni, and if you forgot again the second night, Afilu Emberach Kfar B'Lel Rishon, even if you made a Shechiyonu on the first night, but you only forgot it the second night, Chayav L'Varach Emosai Shenizkar B'Chol HaChag, then you're still allowed to say the Shechiyonu, because we say Sveika the Yomus, so you have to make the Shechiyonu on the Yontif itself, so you can make it any time the rest of the Yontif. Hainu Ad Sof Yontif Achu Shogolius, and that would include even the last day of Yontif Sheli Shogolius, so until the end of the eighth day in Chutz Laretz, you still could make the Shechiyonu. V'chein Wadim B'Shar Yontif, and this rule applies on every Yontif, that you can still make the bracha of Shechiyonu until the Yontif is over. M'chuyiv L'varech Ad Sof Yontif. If you didn't make it earlier in the Yontif, you can make it till the very last moment of the Yontif. Now, in the Shaar Etzion Osei, the Chofetz Chaim brings down over here that he says this opinion that we just said till the end of Yontif, as opposed to what the Chok Yaakov said. The Chok Yaakov says that on Atzeres, which is Shavuos, so yesh lo tashlum in kol Shiva, you can still make up for the Korbanos if you didn't bring them on Shavuos. At the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you can bring it during the tashlumin period of time afterwards, the 6 days afterwards. So he says, he's telling us over here that you can't make the Shechiyonu up in the time after the Chag, as opposed to the Chok Yaakov, who says that you can. But he brings down that the Elie Rabba disagrees with the Chok Yaakov, as well as the Prima Godim, and therefore Lamaisa, the Chofetz Chaim says, I didn't even bring down the opinion of the Chok Yaakov in the Mishnah Berurah. The issue footnote number 4 brings down from the Birkei Yosef that the Shechiyonu that you're making in Kiddush is also the Shechiyonu for the Matzah, and the Avodram says it's not only for the Matzah, it's also for the Morah as well, and therefore Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal would tell his family and all the people at his Seder that you should have in mind when I'm making the Shechiyonu that it goes on all of the mitzvahs of the Laila. Very similar to what we do with the Megillah reading on Purim, that we say during the morning Megillah reading that you should have in mind the Shechiyonu goes on all the mitzvahs of the day. If a woman makes Shechiyonu when she lights the candles, nevertheless, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal brings down that it's not a hefsek for her to answer amen to the Shechiyonu in the Kiddush of her husband. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's Zatzal goes one step further, and he says, even if she normally doesn't answer, she makes Shechiyonu, let's say, by a regular yontif, and she doesn't answer amen to her husband's Shechiyonu in the Kiddush, but on the Leil Pesach, she's allowed to. Because here the Shechiyonu is going on the other mitzvahs as well, not just on the day. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashar Zatzal, and this is also brought down by Rav Ozan Zatzal and the Shevet Alevi. And he says it's really separate than the Hadlokas Neiros Shechiyonu, and therefore Mutulor La'anos Amin. She can certainly answer Amen, because it goes on the other mitzvahs of the night as well. Now we go to the Mechaber. He continues. He says, "V'mchol b'Shabbes, when the first night of the Seder is on Friday night, so Omer vayichulu, and the Kiddush you add vayichulu, v'mchol b'Motzei Shabbos, and when the first night of the Seder is on Motzei Shabbos, Omer yaknahaz. Then we say the special Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdolah Zman. That's the abbreviation yaknahaz, and that's the order of the brachos that you make in the Kiddush slash Havdolah that you're making at the Seder." The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sukkot and Beis, "Umutu lomar Hagadah b'Sefer." You're allowed to say the Hagadah, reading from the Sefer, from the Haggadah, afshu b'yichidi, even if you're by yourself, and normally we'd say, on Friday night, you're not allowed to read by yourself because you may come to adjust the light. Here, v'lo chayshin on shemayati, we're not concerned that maybe you'll go and move the light and adjust the light, because kivul el simin reishayin hesiv tes, ayin sham, and he says, normally we are concerned, but here we're not concerned, and the issue footnote number 6 says, because even the biggest amaratzim know a little bit about that Haggadah, and they're really only using the light over here to help guide them, but not really to read from it, and therefore there's little concern that you'll adjust the light. And even if it's a total Am Aretz, the Mishnah Berurah seems to suggest, Yitok and Sheish L'Hokka was there anyway, Kedesh Lo Yavatel Smitzes HaGadah Shiva Deraisa, in order that you not tell them, well, then you can't do the Haggadah, which is a Deraisa. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel tells us, Yak Nahaz, Tahayin, what does that mean? B'tchila, first you start off Birchas HaYayin, which is the Bar Priya Gofet, that's the Yayin. The Kiddush, that's the Kuf, and the Ner, that's the Nun. And then, Tahayinu Birchas Bar Moira Eish, and the Hadala and the Zman, and then Hamav the Bikodesh Lachol and Shech Yonu. The issue foot number 7 brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal that if everybody has a minhag that they normally make their own Kiddush at the Seder, so they can all do that at Havdala, even the Yaknahaz Havdala Kiddush as well. And even according to the Shittas, they say women are exempt from Havdala, mikol makom ein birchas Havdala hefsek ben birchas hagefen lishasiya, kivin sheyachola limshol halas mechiyav. If she wishes to, she can, so therefore it's not considered a hefsek. Likewise, answering to the Birchas HaNer or Main isn't the problem of the Hefsek as well. And he says, Osam Hanog and Lishboch Ma'at Mikos Havdala B'chol Matzei Shabbos. People have a beautiful custom that they overflow the cup on Matzei Shabbos to express that there should be a Revach and Bracha in the house, represented by the overflowing cup. He says that you don't do that at the Seder. He says it's Yontif, and therefore we don't go and show a Simen Bracha for the start of the week for work. And he says it's a Bizoyan, Lekdushas Yontif, so therefore don't overflow the cup when the Seder is on a Matzei Shabbos. In the issue footnote number 8, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also brings down that you don't look at your hands as much by the Mari by Mirhaish, Eina Minig L'Stakel Kol Kach, Kemo B'chol Matzei Shabbos. I don't know a shir exactly how much you should look at. Mistami, you just look at it quickly. You look at your fingernails like you do every Matzei Shabbos, B'chol Matzei Shabbos, but quickly. And the issue footnote number 9 brings down, if you by accident made a mistake in the Yaknahaz and did it out of order, Tosefet Shabbos says it's not a problem, but the Shulchan Aruch Rav says if you did it out of order, it means you basically went according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, and therefore for the Allah is not like Beis Shammai, and we therefore say you have to repeat it, you're not Yotze. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, we don't have Besamim. Whenever Yontif is on Sunday, we don't use Besamim. The issue footnote number 10 tells us the reason is because you have all the Macholim Tovim, and that will replace the Yishav Adas that you get from the Besamim at the time of leaving of Yenishama Yisera from Shabbos to Yontif. Others suggest that there is no leaving of the Yenishama Yisera from Shabbos to Yontif, and that's a whole separate discussion, which is not for now. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Yomim Havdalah Zumi Yushav Kamar Kiddush. He says that you say the Havdalah sitting down just like the Kiddush. Now, this is a whole separate discussion which Deir Shu footnote number 11 alludes to, that while you're supposed to stand up according to Moshe Shechianu, many posts can bring down that you should be sitting down for Kiddush and you should be sitting down for the Havdalah. However, there is the opinion of the Arizal that's brought down by the Kaf HaChaim, based upon Kabbalistic reasonings that you stand up for the Kiddush. I think I've always learned from my Rebbeim in these situations that each person is allowed to go and follow their minhag, albeit technically it's probably more correct to sit down. Certainly everybody, however, says you must drink sitting down. Even if you're making the kiddush standing up, the drinking must be sitting down, especially on Leil Pesach, when you must do it behaseba. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'im shochach lahavdil, if you forgot to make Havdalah, the lo niskar, and you didn't remember, you forgot to say Havdalah, at shehischal Haggadah, until you started the Haggadah, so what do? You can't make another kos over here, because that would be Baal Tosef, and therefore, yashlam Haggadah Agor Yisrael, finish doing Magid until the end of the brach of Goal Yisrael, and then you have the second cup of wine, v'achachach yavdil, on the second cup of wine." Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Dalet, the lahavdil take of kishin niskar, if you want to go do Havdalah right away, in Yochel, you can't, because shari Havdalah, tuna kos, you have to do Havdalah ala kos. And then you must taste it, and therefore it would look like you're having an additional kos. And you're not allowed to go stop and have another kos in the middle of the Haggadah. When the Mechaber says until you start the Agada, that implies Mashman Divniskar Kodim Shizchal Agada. If you do before, if you remember before Magid in Tzorch Lamtin, then you wouldn't have to wait till the second coast, but you could have it right then and there. Elatekev, right there, Mosaic coast, fill up another cup, Omerlov Birchas Havdalah Vishoseyu, and make Havdalah and drink it. However, this is only going according to the Mechaber. He says you don't make a separate bracha in each kos, so it doesn't look like you're adding a second kos over here. But according to the Ashkenazim, in Tov Ayin Dalid, in the Ramah over there, Bahagah, Ashkenazim make a separate bracha on every kos, therefore, you'd have to go make a bar piya gofen over here on the Havdalah. And therefore, Imkei Nira, Kimosif, ala kos is the Osir, and it would look like you're adding an extra kos, which is Osir. Ukedel, Besimin, Top Ayin base of Zion, where we learned this already. Therefore, Imkain, Efshur, the Af Im Nizkor, Kodim Shizchal Agod, therefore, according for Ashkenazim, if you remember before you start Magid, Gamkin Ain Takon Achiyashlam Hagodud, you still can't make it there, you have to wait till the second coast at the end of Magid. Unless in Lo Shibishas Birkas Kos Rishon Kivin Shishtabena Kosos. Unless even Ashkenazim say if you haven't minded you're going to drink another kos, then you're allowed to, because then you wouldn't need to make another Bari Priya Gofen. And we already learned this, Kadel Simon Top Ayin base of Zion, and Ayin the Bir Allah over there as well. If a person didn't make the Haggadah at night, so then ain't lo tashlum cloud. There's no makeup. By a tefillah, you can make it up if you missed this man tefillah, but not by the Haggadah. Because we say, because of this, that's when we say the Haggadah. However, if a person didn't make Kiddush at night, then Dino Dileel Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sivches, which Dirshu footnote number 15 reminds us is that you can go make Kiddush the next day. Albeit the next day you wouldn't make by Yechulu. Mr. Bruce of Kornhe tells us, Hainu, Shivavarak Borpia Gofen, Al Kosheni, we said you make the Abdullah on the second coast, so you make the Borpia Gofen on the second coast, and you then make the Abdullah of Gambir Kasaner, the Abdullah Shayanta, Vishosea, then you drink. If you remember in the middle of the meal that you didn't make Havdalah the first or the second coast, then in the middle of the meal, you do Havdalah right there. You have to stop eating and you do Havdalah right there. But you don't have to make another Bar Priya Gofen. Because you're allowed to drink additional wine in the meal and it's potted by the Bar Priya Gofen of the second coast. Unless LMK lo hayodaita was lishtos v'sochachil, unless you specifically didn't have in mind to have any additional wine, and therefore then you'd have to make a new bar piya gofen as well as the havdalah in the middle of the meal. Shabbat goes in this situation, sarach levarach olav gam birchas bar piya gofen. V'yemnizkar toch birchas hamazur shalu yivdil, in the middle of benching, you remember that you didn't make havdalah, so then when you conclude the benching and you make the third kos, mevarach birchas hamazur v'havdalah al kos echot, so then you can make the Havdalah on the benching coast. Likewise, if you totally forgot to make Havdalah until the fourth cup, so then you have to wait till the fourth cup if it's after benching. You finish off the rest of the Halal Gada, and then you have the fourth cup, and you bench and you say the Bracha Bar Pia Gofen, and Oz Yavdil Al Hakos Harvi, and then you make Havdalah on that coast as well. If you only remember after you had all four kosos, then you in fact have Yahdila Kos Khamishi. You have to have a fifth cup and you make Havdalah on the fifth cup. And you have to make a new Bari Priya Gofen. Because you obviously didn't intend to drink anymore, because you're normally not allowed to drink after the fourth cup of wine. So here you have to make a new Bari Priya Gofen. Dishu footnote number 16 brings down, if you remember in the middle of drinking a kos of wine, so then you can stop in the middle of that kos and make Havdalah there because you're still in the middle of that kos. The Kaf HaChaim brings down, you should refill the kos though, and you don't have to make a new Bar Priya Gofen, but you just make Havdalah. Dishu footnote number 17 brings down, how are you allowed to go and read the Haggadah before you make Havdalah? You're getting benefit from the Nair before you actually say the Bracha, Amoriyat Bari Moriyesh. He brings down that the same thing applies. If a person wants to learn Matzah Shabbos before he makes Havdalah, you're allowed to do so. It's not a problem. The issue footnote number 18 reminds us that you're not allowed to eat before you make Havdalah. So if the person only remembers in the middle of the meal, he has to stop right away. Even though we normally say by Din D'Rabbanan, and if you hold that this is a Din D'Rabbanan of Havdalah, so then why do we say that if you started doing something and it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, you're allowed to finish doing it before you do the Din D'Rabbanan? So he says over here, it's a separate issi. You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to taste anything before you make Havdalah, because you may come to forget doing Havdalah if you were allowed to eat beforehand. Once a person finishes eating the Afikomen, the issue footnote number 19 says you can't drink the cup of wine then you have to bench and you'll make the Havdalah on the benching cup of wine and not on a separate cup of wine. It's not considered in the meal anymore, because once you ate the Afikomen, that's considered the meal is over. Finally, the Ramah says over here, Hagah, the Ein Lito Yodav Klal Kodem Kiddush. You're not allowed to go wash your hands before the Kiddush. This brought down Rene Rirucha and the Rosh, the Mordechai, and the Mishbur explains in Sif Kut and the Vav that the concern over here is, wrote Salomai, Aflo Noach in Mechol Shana, Lito Yod Lusud, Kodem Kiddush. Many people, they wash before Kiddush because, as the Yekas do, so they go and wash, make Kiddush, and then they go right to the Amotzi. So you don't want to do that tonight at the Seder. We're running out of time, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the rest of the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. But this we conclude today's shiur.